Just a Dream, the podcast where we share our dreams and sometimes even analyze yours. My name is Hawa, and thank you so much for joining me this fine morning as I tell you another one of my crazy dreams. I really appreciate it. Hello, 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 my beautiful sun, moon, and stars. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day, night, evening, whatever time it is when you're listening to this. I'm just so glad you're here with me on this fine day. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you? I hope you're doing phenomenal. Well, I need to have a dictionary. I have a dictionary. I have three different dictionaries. It's a long story. I had to get them for college. But I need to have one next to me so I can say more words that aren't basic. Not that the basic words I'm using are bad. It's just, I want to expand my vocabulary. Because inside my head, it's expansive. But then the moment I start talking, I just I don't know. It's just word vomit. Anyway, hey, how are you? I hope you're having a great time right now. I'm going to be honest with you. I have not slept. It is 6:38 a.m. And I've been trying to sleep, and I just can't. I just cannot go to sleep. I cannot turn off my brain. I tried for 6 hours, nothing. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start my day, and we'll see how that goes. Sometimes I get these weird bouts of insomnia that just, come out of nowhere. And they last between, a couple of days to, a couple of weeks. And they freaking suck. They freaking suck and I hate it so much. And don't tell me all the little, I know what you're going to say. Have you tried limiting your phone screen? Yes. Have you tried melatonin? Yes. I've tried everything. It just happens randomly, and it's annoying because especially when it's those couple of weeks where I can't sleep, that's when I hallucinate. And I have the worst sleep paralysis ever, except for the sleep paralysis I shared, Eyes Wide Shut, that episode. That sleep paralysis was insane. And I was doing actually pretty okay, all things considered, when I had that sleep paralysis. But usually when I suffer from these bouts of insomnia, I know that a bad sleep paralysis is on the horizon. We're about to see some crazy shit. So hopefully it just lasts today. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to order coffee because I have therapy in a few hours and I'm going to chug that coffee and just stay up all day for as long as I can and just go to bed early. And then that way tomorrow I'll wake up refreshed. Right? Yeah, I think that's a great idea. No. I think that's a really great idea. I think I'm a genius. I know. Yeah, anyways, in today's bonus episode, dun, 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 I thought, and I've had this idea for a very long time, but I think it would be really fun if we went through all the dreams that I shared on the podcast and I rate the foods that I ate in these dreams on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being ew, disgusting, gross, worst food ever, 10 being immaculate, yum 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 yum, scrum dum trillious, I want to lick the plate. I will suffer through whatever I went through in that dream just to get a piece of that. You know what I mean? I think it would be really fun. I've actually had this idea for like a really long time. If I check like the drafts for the podcast, it will tell me like when I came up with this idea. Hold on one second. I had this idea August 3rd, 2022. Yeah. I apologize profusely for taking so long to finally record this episode. I apologize. But we're doing it now. So slay. I actually remember talking to Jennifer of the Dream On podcast, telling her about this idea and how, like, I think I was like either telling her that she should do it or that we should do it together and being like, wouldn't it be such a fun idea to just rate the food in all of our dreams? Because I know for me, there are certain senses that I'm hyposensitive to in my dream. And then there are certain senses that I'm hypersensitive to my dream. So like a hypo sense that I have in my dream is smell. Like I do not smell in my dream unless someone like prompts me to smell something or I see something like food, then I can smell it. But I'm never like unconsciously smelling stuff in my dream versus touch. Like my touch is very hypersensitive in my dreams. Like I feel everything, which is a problem sometimes when, you know, you're getting gutted alive. Another one is taste. A lot of times the food in my dream tastes better than the food in real life. I remember when I was like little, and especially like during Ramadan and when I'm fasting, I would like tell my mom not to wake me up to break my fast because I was like, oh, it's fine, mom. I ate in my dream. I ate some food in my dream. I'm good. Because the food in my dream was just so, it was so buzzing. It was so delicious. So yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go through all the episodes. Well, not all the episodes because I don't eat in every episode. But I'm going to go through some of the episodes that I've already shared on the podcast and rate the foods that appear in the dreams. The number one spot, I'm not going to lie, is going to be reserved for a dream that I actually never shared to you guys. And I don't think I will share it to you. I'm just going to share you like a small scene where this food comes into play. And I think about this food all the time. Specifically the food that was in that dream. Like the way it tasted in that dream. I think about it all the time about how freaking good it was and how I've never had food that good ever again. It's insane. It changed my life, my son minister. It changed my life. So yeah, without further ado, let's get into it. So how this is going to work is I'm going to name the food item, tell you exactly what dream it was and what episode it is. So you can just go to that episode if you want to listen to it. I'll give a quick little synopsis of the dream and then I will give my rating and explain why I gave it that rating. I will be taking points off if I died in that dream. It does not matter if the food item killed me or not. I just am. All right. So yeah. And then I have like some reoccurring food items that always show up in my dreams. And I want to talk a little bit about that as well, because some of them I think have like meaning and some of them I think they are just recurring because they're like part of my awake life. So it adds to that like immersion. You know what I mean? So yeah, this is going to be in no particular order. And the first thing on the list that I wrote, I actually never shared this dream on the podcast because I had this dream very recently. It's so stupid. But so in this dream, I was back in high school. Okay, Hawa, calm down. In this dream, I was back in high school and I had a friend in the dream named Soyoung. And she was not the person from G-Idol. It was just some random girl named Soyoung. And I noticed that she always ate lunch alone, or she just wouldn't eat lunch flat out. And she was an exchange student. So I like came up to her and I was like, Soyoung, let me treat you to lunch. And she's like, no, I'm fine. And kept like being like, oh, no, no, no. And I was like, Soyoung, please let me treat you to lunch. I'm going to get an American delicacy. You are going to love it. And she's like, okay, better be worth my while and expensive. And I'm like, that's the thing about America. You can get amazing food for cheap, Soyoung. And she's like, I'll believe it when I see it. Do you know what I got her? I got her Little Caesars pizza. I got her Little Caesars pizza, and I was like, boom, Soyoung. And that dream was crazy because, like, I was going through, like, hoops and hurdles to try to get this Little Caesars pizza. Like, I was fighting for my life. But I finally got it. I gave her a slice, and I was like, what do you think? And she was like, this sucks. And I'm like, exactly, you get it. And she's like, why would you give this to me? And I was like, that's the American experience, baby. I made your expectations super high, and then I let you down. Okay. Also, it's my dad's favorite. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, it's hot and ready. And she's like, but it's not good. And I'm like, that's not the point, girl. That's not the point. It's hot and it's ready. And then I woke up. That was a dream. And I rated the Little Caesars pizza a 5 out of 10. What I wrote down, I mean, it was pizza. And yeah, it was pizza. It just tasted like Little Caesars pizza. Very saucy. Little Caesars pizza is very saucy. They're really heavy on the sauce. I am not going to lie. Very heavy on the sauce. And that's why my dad liked it. Not because it was heavy on the sauce. He really liked it because it was hot and ready. And it was cheap. So yeah, so that's the first item. Now let's get to the ones that are actually on the podcast. I just had to share that one because that's the top of the list. The next item is pink lemonade from the dream, pink lemonade. I shared this dream. This is from episode 31 called, you guessed it, pink lemonade. The synopsis for this dream is basically my childhood friend and I would basically spend our summers just like hanging out, right? Being little kids, going to the park, playing at the pond, all these stuff, right? And one thing that we really looked forward to was her mom's pink lemonade. And it was like the best pink lemonade ever. Then one day, my friend just stops showing up to school. She stops coming outside. And I start seeing her less and less to a point where I just never see her ever again. And so I decide to investigate and kind of break into her house to see if she's okay. So that's the little synopsis. You can pause and go listen to it and then come back. Otherwise, I'm going to spoil the big plot twist, right? So before the plot twist, I would rate the pink lemonade a good 10 out of 10. Like, that pink lemonade was delectable, delicious. It was perfectly cool and refreshing. It was like the perfect blend of like sweetness and like a hint of sour from the lemon. And I don't like sour things at all, but it was like the perfect like bite to it, you know? It was so good. The reveal of the pink lemonade is that it's actually created with human blood, specifically human blood that's been like fermenting in the jar. And the recent batch of pink lemonade that I drank was made out of my friend's blood. And her mom has just been like slowly bleeding her to death to make pink lemonade. So with that reveal, I gotta bump down the score to like 2 out of 10. I still gotta give her flowers. Wait, I still have to give her flowers because it was still good, and I did drink the jar of blood in the dream, you know? So clearly, like, the recipe is recipeing, you know? But again, it's made out of my best friend's blood. That's kind of weird. Drinking blood, I'm not a vampire, you know? Like, that's weird. So, like, definitely a lot of points off for that. The second item that I'm going to rate is the chicken Caesar salad from episode 26, Dreams of Gumbia. In that particular episode, I shared 3 different dreams, and this food item is from the third dream. The synopsis of that dream was basically I was working on my uncle's cruise ship. Like, he created this cruise ship, and I was working there as a manager and like managing the staff and making sure everything was going well. And in this dream, at one point, there was a huge Ramadan celebration on the ship, and I missed it because no one woke me up. So I had to travel to the bowels of the freaking ship so I could find my little meal that I could break my fast with, because my uncle said, like, oh, I saved you some food. It's just at the bowels of the freaking ship. And there is some really spooky stuff that's going on the ship throughout the dream. Things are just, like, a little weird and it's kind of creepy. I would rate this meal a 9 out of 10. 1 point off because I did die in that dream. Not because of the food, but I did die. So, automatic 1 point off. Oh my gosh. The meal was so simple, but so effective. It was a chicken stew salad, right? Only 4 ingredients. Romaine lettuce. Lettuce was crispy. Crispy. Oh my God. So delicious. Then we had blackened chicken, Parmesan, and the perfect amount of Caesar salad dressing. I am not a dressing girly. Like, for the longest time, I would just eat my salads raw. Like, I wouldn't put nothing on it. No dressing, no nothing, just lettuce. And then I was surprised that, like, I'm like, ugh, this doesn't taste good. Yeah, because there's nothing on it. And I don't like when the lettuce is, like, dripping with, like, dressing, because I don't like it. But, like, it had the perfect amount. Just enough to, like, gently coat the leaves, but not too much where it's, like, overpowering, you know? Everything had, like, an equal chance to shine. And it was paired with a cup of mango juice and a date. Perfect. Perfect. Delicious. Awesome. 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10. Did die, though. 1 point off. Next food item is hot fries from the dream time capsule. I shared this dream in episode 14, and the title is a quote from Edith Skinner. And the quote goes, "I don't want to make the same mistake she made, trying to bury something that is still alive." I love using quotes for episodes sometime. I don't know. It's just nice. So yeah, specifically that is from the dream time capsule. That episode has 2 dreams. So it's the second dream. And you might be wondering, like, what did I rate these hot fries? Because I've posted a couple times on my Instagram that I love hot fries. I love, 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 love hot fries. They're my favorite little snack. And I actually, this is a little side tangent. I've been reading up about, like, nightmares and stuff. And, like, a lot of the dream podcast, dream influencers, I guess, that I follow always say that, like, spicy food can cause nightmares and, like, really vivid dreams, right? And I've had issues of having very violent nightmares. And so a lot of them are like, oh, just cut spicy food out of your diet and you'll be good. Here's the thing. If I have to choose spicy food or forever just having horrible nightmares for the rest of my life, I'm choosing horrible nightmares for the rest of my life. I'm not cutting spicy food out of my diet. I don't care. I don't think you understand. I have to eat spicy food. I have to. I need that little burning sensation. It doesn't need to be spicy. Like, you know, there's some food that's, like, spicy to the point where it's not enjoyable, right? You gotta hit that sweet spot. There's a sweet spot when it comes to spiciness, right? But, like, all the food that I eat is spicy. A lot of the food that I eat is spicy. So I would have to change my entire diet. I would have to change my entire diet. So then I won't have nightmares and vivid dreams. Fuck that noise. I'm just going to have nightmares for the rest of my life because I'm not doing it. Also, I don't feel satisfied eating a food if it's not spicy. If it's not burn my booty hole spicy, it's not delicious. It's not good. I'm not going to be satisfied while eating it. I won't be full while eating it. So, gnar. Gnar. Okay, I'll just suffer. I'll just suffer with my bad nightmares and night terrors, and I don't care. I don't care. If it means I can keep eating spicy food, I don't care. I have never, ever been happier. Sorry. Anyways, hot fries. I love hot fries. I will never give up hot fries. The hot fries in this dream, not good. Firstly, let me give you the synopsis. I, like, went on that whole tangent about spicy food because I've just been holding it in and I don't have anyone to talk to. I just have you. But the synopsis of this dream is Caden basically experiences a death in his family, and he has to go back to his grandmother's family home to, like, pack it up. And in that home, it just reveals a lot of secrets. The dream is heavily inspired by the video game What Happened to Edith Skinner. So definitely check that out. And I gave these hot fries a 3 out of 10. A 3 out of 10. Yeah, they were not good. First things first, they were stale. It didn't help that they were from the 1900s. I don't even think hot fries were like invented in the 1900s. Hold on, let me Google that real quick. They were invented in 1948, so that's why they taste so bad. Number one, they were super stale. The way these hot fries were set up is that like the potato chip was like clear or like pale, and they were in a separate bag from the seasoning. So you had to add the seasoning to the bag and then like shake it and then eat it. And the seasoning made the hot fries taste dry and wet at the same time. So they were like soggy, but like they were so dry and your throat would get so dry while eating it. So gross. But one of the characters, I think his name is Noel. One of the characters, Noel, just ate the entire thing without blinking. And he was like, oh, yeah, it was actually pretty good. And we all just stared at him like, what the hell, Noel? What the? No, they're not. They're not good at all. So, yeah, 3 out of 10. I gave it 3 out of 10 because I wanted to give it, like, points and give her flowers for creativity. Because they could have just been regular, degler, stale Chester hot fries. But no, it was like a little like experience, right? You have the fries, you have the seasoning packet. You got to put the seasoning packet in the fries. You got to shake it and then you got to eat it. And it was terrible. But I had fun. And that's all that matters when you really think about it. So yeah. The next food item I'm going to rate are Oreos from The Dream. It's Just the Two of Us. It's from episode 13 with the same title, Just the Two of Us. The synopsis of that dream is basically I was in college with a bunch of my friends. It was a typical day in college. We're just getting ready for our finals and our different classes, and all of a sudden we hear a blood-curdling scream followed by a zombie outbreak. Random. But yeah, I honestly love this dream. It's one of my favorite dreams. Maybe I'll do a retelling. No, I probably won't do a retelling. There are some dreams that I want to retell, but this isn't one of them. Like, it's pretty good. But yeah, the Oreos in that dream get a 0 out of freaking 10. 0 out of freaking 10. Number one, the Oreos at my college, they were in like a vending machine that you could get them. Like if you went to like the mini little like kiosk, if you went like upstairs to the third floor and went to the kiosk to get Oreos, those Oreos were fine. But the ones in the vending machine were always so stale. So stale. So that's already a downside. And the second reason, the bigger reason why these Oreos get a 0 out of 10 is the Oreos were laced with the disease that turned people into zombies. So the Oreos were the reason why everyone was turning into zombies after eating them. And it's a whole crazy, like, that dream is really crazy. So honestly, go check it out. But yeah, 0 out of 10. Very quick, very simple. The next food item that I want to rate is Pudding Cup. From episode 3 of the podcast, the dream was called Visions of Gideon. This dream, I'm 100% retelling. I actually recently listened to that episode, and I was kind of cringing a little bit because I was like, wow, my storytelling is actually ass. But yeah, episode 3, Are You Eating My Pudding Cup? The synopsis of this dream is basically I wake up in a hospital. And I'm not allowed to leave. This hospital tells me that the reason why I'm stuck in this hospital is because I tried to take my own life. And it doesn't really make sense because the last thing I remember before waking up in this hospital was I was really looking forward to go to a concert. And I had just bought groceries and all that stuff. But they're telling me over and over again, like, you tried to take your life, you tried to take your life. And I'm like, okay, damn, maybe you're right. Right? And this hospital is really weird. There's a bunch of weird folks and this nurse who doesn't leave me alone, and just shit starts going crazy. And yeah, I really want to retell this dream. This dream and the dream from episode 2, I really want to retell. So I'll maybe do a poll like later on when I get to the next cycle of solo dreams, so you guys can let me know. But yeah, the pudding cup in that dream was a 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10. It was so good. The pudding cup, oh my God, it was like a chocolate pudding cup. Delicious, perfect texture, perfect amount of sweetness, not too sweet. You know, perfect consistency, delicious. 1 point off because I did die in that dream. Again, not because of the pudding cup, for some other reason, but I still died. And I also kind of had to fight for my life to get the pudding cup because, as the title suggests, are you eating my pudding cup? Someone ate my pudding cup the first time around. So I didn't even get to eat the pudding cup the first time around. I had to wait till the second time to finally eat the pudding cup. And I only got one. Actually, now I'm changing my rating. It's getting a 7 out of 10. It's getting a 7 out of 10 now because I just remembered that in the dream, I only got one bite of the pudding. One bite before like shit hit the fan. Next food item I want to rate is the homemade pasta from the dream Lost Memories. I shared this dream in the very first episode of the podcast, You Are a Memory. And I don't know, I want to retell it because I want more eyes on it, but maybe like you guys just need to check out the first episode. That's honestly one of my best dreams. I know what you're saying. Why would you do one of your best dreams as the first episode? Because I wanted to start off with a bang. Okay? I wanted you to know that that's the expectation you should have for all my dreams. Okay? I love that dream. It's heavily based on a Doctor Who episode. So yeah. The synopsis of that dream is basically me and my three friends living in a house together, going through our daily lives, and we start noticing these weird black shadows everywhere. And no matter how many people we tell about these black shadows, they just keep telling us to forget about them and just ignore them. And then one of these days, the black shadow attacks. Yeah, so check it out. Let me know if you want me to retell the dream. I'll do a little poll or something. I don't know. I'll do a little something. The rating for the homemade pasta, I was making this pasta in the beginning of the dream. It's like the first thing I was doing. I want to give this a 7 out of 10 because it was solid pasta. Granted, when I had this dream, I was in my like pasta hyperfixation phase. So I was obsessed with this like Alfredo, this canned Alfredo. I was obsessed with it. And I would make pasta at least like 3 times a week with this canned Alfredo. And I would put like new items in the pasta so I would never get bored of it. And it was always so good. Always so good. So very solid. 1 point off. So technically it would be like an 8 out of 10. 1 point off because I did die in this dream. Wasn't because of the pasta, but I did die. The next two items are both ice cream, but they are from different dreams. So the first ice cream item is from episode 18, There Are Worms in My Mouth. So that kind of gives you a hint on the rating. This episode, I shared 3 different dreams, and the dream that I'm talking about is the third dream. And the synopsis is pretty simple. There's like a huge heat wave, and my dad takes me and my sister out for ice cream. This is also a 2-rater. So at first, I would give the ice cream like a 6 out of 10. Like it was good, you know, above average, but like nothing to write home about. The rating immediately drops to 1 out of 10 when the ice cream turns into worms and there were worms in my mouth. So yeah, 1 out of 10, awful experience. Would not recommend eating ice cream that turns into worms. I do know that there were some people. Were you one of them? Were you one of them, my sun, moon, and stars? Were you? There were some people who would like ate worms, who would eat worms like as a kid. Like they would just worms. That's crazy. That's weird. I'm judging you a little bit. Me personally, I never ate worms as a kid. Me personally, never. Now ants, I'm joking. I'm joking. Or am I? Anyways, the next ice cream item is from a recent dream. And now we're getting into the more recent dreams that I've had. This is from the dream, The Devil Within. This is from episode 36. And it's a quote. I don't know where I heard this quote from, but I've had this quote stuck in my head for a while now. So if you know where this quote is from, let me know. let me know. So episode 36, if I can't have you, I'll become you. Let me crawl into your skin. The synopsis for this dream was basically me living my normal, regular, degular life, my best life, low key. And all of a sudden, I started getting these weird gaps in my memory. And I couldn't remember things as well as I thought I did. People would tell me we did things, and I'd be like, no, we didn't. But then they would have pictures of us doing this thing. And the gaps kept getting bigger and bigger. And I start thinking I'm going insane, but something a lot more sinister is actually happening. I really like this dream. I'm not gonna lie. I like this dream. It was crazy. It was cool. It was fun, you know? There are two ratings for this ice cream. The first rating is a 0 out of 10. I know I said I was only going to do 1 to 10. But for this ice cream, it gets a 0 out of 10. Because the ice cream was mint chocolate chip. So I couldn't even eat it. Because I would die. If you don't know, I am allergic to mint. And so I cannot eat mint anything. I can't even brush my teeth with mint toothpaste. I have to use bubblegum toothpaste, or what I'm currently using right now is like baking soda toothpaste. It tastes awful, but it's better than mint or just flavorless toothpaste, which is just like, it just feels like there's a paste in your mouth, you know? There's no flavor. It gets the job done, but I cannot have mint at all. So 0 out of 10, I couldn't even eat it, and I was very mad upon seeing mint chocolate chip ice cream. The second rating for the second ice cream that I got later on in the dream, which was Blue Moon ice cream, 9 out of 10. Blue Moon ice cream is the best flavor ever. It's the best flavor ever. And if you have not had Blue Moon ice cream, I am so sorry. I am so sorry that you have not experienced the amazingness that is Blue Moon ice cream. It's just so fruity. I like fruity things. Can you blame me? I love fruity things. It's just fruity. It tastes like fruit pebbles, but in ice cream form. And doesn't that sound delicious? I don't want to hear it. Unless it's something positive, then I do want to hear it. But yeah, that ice cream was very good. And in the dream, I was being a little, just go listen to it. I was being a little freak. So the ice cream was extra good. It was extra tasty. The next item I want to rate is Jackson's pasta from episode 40, I Run to You. The synopsis of this dream is a little bit complicated to explain, so I'm gonna try though. So the synopsis of this dream is basically I work on a spaceship, and unfortunately my bully also works on this spaceship too, and at a certain point the spaceship gets damaged and we need to evacuate. But we are informed that there are only like a certain amount of escape pods left. So they only have a certain amount of escape pods, and two people have to stay back on the ship. And the whole dream is like based on that whole dilemma. And like there's a lot of underlying tension because my bully's there, and just like a lot of issues. It's very melodramatic. Jackson's pasta is basically, it's like a sweet pasta. It was butter noodles with cinnamon sugar on it, and like candied, was it pecans? I think it was candied pecans. And I gave that like a 7 or 8 out of 10. Between a 7 and an 8. 1 point off because I did die in that dream. Again, not because of the pasta, but I did die. And I feel petty. Okay. But yeah. Definitely. It was actually pretty good. It was a perfect balance of like sweetness. And like, I never thought of having sweet pasta before, which is like kind of weird. But it never really crossed my mind. But yeah, it was pretty good. I honestly would want to try to remake this one in real life. Let me know if that's something you want to see. Maybe I'll post it on my Patreon. I'm trying to use my Patreon more. I'm working on a project for my Patreon. I hate like repeating that because it makes me sound like those people who are like, yeah, I got big things coming. Big things in the work, bro. God's plan. I promise it's not like that. It's just taking a lot longer than I expected. But maybe I can like post some of these things on my Patreon, like recreating the foods in my dream or something. That would be fun. Let me know. But yeah, it was actually pretty good, all things considered. The last three items are all from the dream It Hurts a Bit. That dream is from episode 42, It Hurts a Bit. And there are three different food items on there. The synopsis of that dream is basically a murder mystery dream where I'm trying to figure out a murder. But the murder is mine. I was killed in the dream and I come back to life. And I have to figure out who tried to kill me, right? There are three food items that I want to rate. The first one are the tacos that Mark brought for me to celebrate the fact that he was getting like a solo debut. I would give those a 9 out of 10. The tacos were Bria tacos. And oh, they were so good. Oh, they were so good. My Sun, Moon, and Stars tour. They were delicious. 1 point off because I did die in the stream. And honestly, another point off. So they're, spoiler alert, technically an 8 out of 10 because Mark was the one who killed me. But yeah. Actually, I might give the point back because the tacos were the reason why we got together in the first. No, because he killed me. He still was the reason why I died. I'll keep it at 9 out of 10. I'll keep it at 9 out of 10. The next item is muffins and boiled eggs that Jay gave me. He gets a 2 out of 10. It's a 2 out of 10. Number one, who gives someone just a boiled egg? Who does that? With nothing? Nothing to get it down? Just munching on a boiled egg with nothing to, like, get it down? You know, that's diabolical. Which makes sense because he was very diabolical in that dream. I won't give any more spoilers, but he was the devil reincarnated in that dream. I give him 1 point. 1 point for giving me food in the first place. And another point because the muffin was a rhubarb muffin and I actually really like rhubarb muffins. So he gets one other point for knowing that I like rhubarb. But the rhubarb muffin was bland and I don't even know how you make a rhubarb muffin bland. Okay, rhubarb is very flavorful. Very flavorful. And also, I died in the dream and it was partly his fault, too. So, and he was an abusive piece of shit. So, yeah. And then the third and then the third item I'm going to rate, and this is the final item, is Mark's popcorn. That gets a 0 out of 10 because in the dream, Mark is known for burning his popcorn to a crisp. He burns every single kernel until it is pitch black. And for some reason, I just didn't have the heart to tell him that his popcorn was bad. So I ate it a couple of times before finally being like, bro, please stop making popcorn. You suck. You suck. And he was trying to gaslight himself and eat it and be like, no, it's on purpose. No, it's bad. And have you ever smelt burnt popcorn? It's horrible. I remember one time in college, someone burnt popcorn and then threw the burnt popcorn in the bathroom because we had to share bathrooms, right? So the bathroom smelled like burnt popcorn and that bathroom was right next to my dorm room. So my dorm room smelled like burnt popcorn for 3 days and I was so mad. I was so mad. But yeah, those are all the food items that I rated. But we still have that number one spot, the number one food item that I think about twice a day, sometimes three times a day. Okay, that's an over-exaggeration, but I think about it a lot. It was so delicious. Before I get into that, there are some food items that show up a lot in my dreams. One of them is just tea in general. Like anytime I like drink a lot of tea in waking life. Sometimes I'll drink like 3 cups of tea a day. So a lot of times I'm drinking tea in my dream or making tea in my dream. So that's very common in my dreams. Another item, dates. I eat a lot of dates as a little snack between meals. If I hadn't eaten like all day or if I was fasting to break my fast, I'll eat a date first before I eat anything else. Water shows up in my dream. Hydrate or dehydrate. I forgot to like remind you guys to hydrate in the last episode because I was a little out of it the last episode. But hydrate or dehydrate, please. I have my water next to me. I'm gonna take a sip right now. We can take a sip together. Refreshing. Yeah. So water always shows up. Water always shows up in my dreams. And those are just items that like I consume a lot in my waking life, so they show up in my dreams. Like hot fries. I consume a lot of hot fries, so they're gonna show up in my dreams. Some food items that show up in my dreams that have like meaning. My mom's cooking. Anytime in a dream where like I am looking for comfort or a sense of like home, I will be eating my mom's cooking. And that gets a 10 out of 10 every single time because my mom's cooking is never bad. And even if it was bad, I'm not going to tell her that. I value my life. So I'm not going to let her know that her cooking's bad, even if it is bad. But usually my dreams, it's usually a 10 out of 10, especially when it's my favorite dish. So yeah, now we can get into the last food item. The last food item that I am going to give a 12 out of 10. Again, I'm breaking the rules of my scale, but it's my podcast. I can do whatever I want. Anyways, the food item that I'm going to rate a 12 out of 10 was chicken Alfredo that I had in a dream that's very cringy and I don't want to share it. But one aspect of the dream was I was getting married. And so there's like a bunch of like it was a full course meal, like appetizers, entree one, entree two, entree three, dessert one, dessert two, dessert three. All the other food doesn't matter. This chicken Alfredo was the best chicken Alfredo I've ever had in my life. And I technically didn't even have it. I had it in a dream. And it was so, so good. It was so delicious. Why am I getting teary-eyed? It was so good. Have you ever had food so good that you wanted to cry? And it was like paired with the most perfect garlic bread ever. Like, it was the perfect, like, shade of brown, perfectly garlicky and buttery. Like, oh, it was so good. And this might make some people mad, but, like, it wasn't, like, traditional Alfredo. It was, like, the bastardized version of Alfredo. Like, with cream and everything. But it was so good. It was so good, okay? I understand that the OG Alfredo is probably better, but I don't know. That one was hitting different. Oh my gosh, it was so creamy and delectable. It was so creamy and delectable and delicious, and I think about it all the time. So that is the final item on my list, and that gets a 10. No, that gets a 12 out of 10. It gets a 12 out of 10. And that's all the food items I have on my list. So yeah, pretty simple. Maybe I'll do a part two after I post some more episodes, you know. But yeah, that's everything. I hope you guys enjoyed this little bonus episode where I rate the food. Let me know if you guys have had any. I keep telling you, like, let me know. Let me know. Hit me up. Say it in the chat. L's in the chat. I'm just kidding. But like, let me know if you've ever had any food in your dream that was so glorious, so amazing that you wish you could just eat it in real life, like that chicken Alfredo. I want to know. I'm curious. You can email me at itsjustadreampodcast2@gmail.com and let me know there. You can DM me at _itsjustadreampodcast. You can DM me there and let me know. I'd love to know. I'd love to hear what you have to say. I'll also do a little poll and I'll do a little questionnaire on Spotify. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. A questionnaire on Spotify, and you can just tell me the best food item you've ever had. So yeah, thank you so much for staying up with me. I really appreciate it. I remember my outro for bonus episodes. The past few bonus episodes, I wasn't doing my bonus episode outro because I low-key forgot. But I remember it now. So be sure to check out the links down below for all the social issues that are going on in the world. So like the crisis going on in Gaza, the war going on in Ukraine, the genocide that's happening in the Republic of Congo, in Yemen, in Sudan, so on and so forth. Thank you to my $5 Patreon user, Leah Eckhart and Lore the King. You guys are my sun, you guys are my moon, and you guys are all my stars. Thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it. If you want to hear your name at the end of every episode till the day I die, maybe consider pledging to my Patreon. If you have the funds, I do not need the money. If you have the funds. There's also not a lot of content on there. I think I might start posting just some random stuff on there. So maybe I'll try to make Jackson's pasta and I'll post it on there. And do other like small things until I get this project situated. And yeah. So with all that being said, make sure you eat something today, something nutritious. Take care of your body. Make sure you drink some water. I know, like, I scream at you to, like, hydrate. But, like, seriously, make sure you're drinking enough water. Make sure you're taking care of yourself, taking care of others. And remember that I love you to the moon and back, from the stars above and beyond. We'll see you soon, till we dream again. Bye-bye!